Hello, I'm Charles Kovess, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Kovess Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble or listening via podcast from one of the many potential platforms, we are delighted to announce on the fourth anniversary of the commencement of this show that we are creating a new format for the show. This new format takes into account the many changes that we have experienced globally over the past 4 years. These changes are both good and bad. The new format also takes into account feedback from you, our wonderful audiences. The foundational principles that lie at the heart of the show are not changing. However, since many of you are swamped with vast amounts of news and information, just like me, we're making the show shorter. Instead of exploring one big idea each week, which I've done for the past 190 shows without duplication, I will discuss big, current, challenging local and global issues that impact on us, and then explore how the principles of this show can be used by you to elegantly and happily handle such issues in the context of your life. I will not be sharing 6 resources each week. I will instead share whatever resources I consider will be helpful to you in handling the issues that I discuss in the show. The show notes will now give you links to, firstly, the foundational principles of the show and my background, and secondly, my websites, where you can find my books, my passion speeches and programs, including the Self-Awareness and Passion Quest, and many extra free resources. So let's go with this week's big impact issues and how you might handle them. The first issue, the who. My friend James Roguski has got a wonderful website. I talked about him last week in the context of the international health regulations. His website is exitthewho.org. I urge you to visit that and to check out the evil that is being promulgated by the World Health Organization. There are resources on that site about the pandemic treaty. And this pandemic treaty would give Tedros Ghebreyesus, who I talked about last week with an outrageously bad resume, how he became the Director General of the WHO is just a matter of clear corruption. So the pandemic treaty gives Tedros the power to declare a pandemic without any evidence whatsoever. And don't make the assumption that because he's a person in high places that he won't use such powers. Of course he will. So exitthewho.org contains these resources to educate yourself on the pandemic nonsense. It's a place where you can connect to like-minded people who oppose the WHO and the giving away of national sovereignty on health matters. And the site also has many suggestions on what actions you can take. So, how do you handle this idea? Well, what do you think about experts? When I was growing up, I used to think if there was a person in a high place speaking like an expert or held out to be an expert, then I could rely on those opinions. I no longer believe that. And whilst you and I cannot be expected to be across all matters, what I do in my life is to go, do I listen to this particular expert? Does this person have an unbiased opinion, or is there another agenda? And then if you say, well, I don't know enough about the Director General of the WHO, I will now make investigations. Or secondly, I won't come to a conclusion. I will remain open to people who might be interested in my welfare. So live with the uncertainty of not coming to a black and white view. That's what I do. Then the next question is, what do you think about your country maintaining its sovereignty? Do you want to give that away to the WHO? Let Tedros Ghebreyesus make his decision on whether there's a pandemic or not? Do you think that's a good idea? I don't think it is. And so in your own nation, you can then make this decision. No, I don't want us to give away sovereignty. I will tell my local politicians I'm not happy about it. So that's the action that you might take on that issue. Or look at the website exitthewho.org to find out what you might do. The second issue. Jeff Kennett, former Premier of Victoria, wrote a brilliant article this week on the outrageous increases in land tax, estate tax in Victoria. The government says the land tax has to rise because it's wealthy people have to pay land tax. It's another tax take. It's another taxing of the rich. It's another redistribution of wealth exercise disguised as having to repay the costs of the response to the alleged health issues that we've had over the last 4 years. That is a nonsense. This Victorian government and many governments around the world waste your money. And Jeff Kennett, the former Premier, brings it up and says, listen, this is just stealing from taxpayers so that governments get away with spending whatever they like. And so what I would suggest is, what do you think about government debt? Do you think it's okay for governments to just keep spending money willy-nilly, hand over fist, keep taxing you more and more and more, and you cede your sovereignty, your own authority to these governments? I say no. I say we have to hold these politicians to account. And you might in your own life have lots of debt, but there is a price to pay for government debt. It includes the closing of hospitals, closing of health services, and it has massive impact on, for example, the quality of roads in this country. The quality of roads are deteriorating rapidly because governments haven't got money because they've wasted them on bad projects, on overpriced, over-budget projects. The third issue that is a big issue is Deborah Conway, an Australian singer, well-known singer, who has been cancelled by mainstream media because she is Jewish and she dares to support Israel in the current Israel-Hamas war. This whole idea of cancelling somebody because they support Jews is, in my view, an outrage. And indeed, cancelling anyone for the views they hold is an outrage. This is where free speech comes in and where your freedom comes in. You go, should Deborah Conway be allowed to say that? Absolutely. And she's been cancelled off the ABC, and other pro-Jewish famous people are being removed off mainstream media because the mainstream media is driving the narrative that Israel has to stop, you know, and it's a one-sided conversation. This black and white view of such issues is grossly misleading. What do you think about that? And what I'm saying is, in the terms of the self-awareness and passion quest, have the courage to say what you think, because our silence enables the narrative to keep going as it is. And you give an example, a big issue, a fourth big issue today is the results of some by-elections in Queensland, where the current government suffered an 18% reduction in its vote. That is a massive hit. The people are rising, but they don't rise if we don't talk about it. And in my experience, I know a lot of people, you know, the people who want to say things don't say them because they're scared of being cancelled. I urge you not to be scared of being cancelled. Speak your truth. Don't be aggressive, but don't shut up because you're worried that someone else might not approve of what you're saying. So, that's it. They're the four big impact issues I felt like discussing with you today, and how you might think about them in the context of the self-awareness and passion that I constantly talk about. I hope today's show makes a beneficial difference to your life, a life that I believe is meant to be all that you are capable of making of it. If you're new to the show, check the links in the notes for our foundational principles and the links to our websites. Again, thanks for watching or listening. And until our next show, may your week be full of health-giving and energy-generating passion, learning, fun, fulfillment, challenge, and ever-increasing self-awareness. If you want to increase your self-awareness quickly, why don't you come and work with me? Check out the website charlescoves.com. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye.